In describing the life world of coffee houses, however, much of the most compelling evidence is literary. The variety and nature of the coffee house experience have made it the subject of a huge body of satirical jokes and humor. Considered as literature, this body of writing is rich and exciting, made lively by currents of enthusiasm and anger, full of references to particular and local disputes. In representing the coffee house, these literary materials, more than anything else, established and confirmed the place of coffee in modern urban life. Using this evidence, however, is not straightforward and has long troubled historians. It is in the nature of satire to exaggerate what it describes, to heighten foolishness and vice, and to portray its material in the most colorful language. The coffee house satires can nevertheless be considered not only as works of literature, but also as historical evidence. These low and crude satires are not a simple criticism of coffee house life, but part of their conversation, one voice in the ongoing discussion of the social life of the city.